1170 KCBQ, San Diego.
And online at kcbq.com.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
The ride on Racing Roundup on KCBQ is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
This is the Ride On Racing Roundup with Dave Stahl and Alex Pliniak on Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You're listening to the Ride On Racing Roundup right here on KCBQ AM 1170. Will you stop talking yet? Jeez, you get these rookies in here. I'm telling you. This girl must know something about motorcycles. Hey, but this is the Ride On Racing Roundup segment brought to you by Alex. Will you take care of that young lady? Convoy Auto Service. If you've never been to Convoy Auto Service, you're missing a great place to go. These guys can take care of your vehicle, whether it be factory maintenance. If you're looking to get your car worked on just like you would at the dealership, hey, Dave and the gang over there will be more than happy to take care of you. 3909 Convoy Street in San Diego, 858-560-9131. Alex, how you doing over there? You herding cats?
Well, I am, but I think we're doing really well today.
I know. This is going to be such a great show. I was really, really looking forward to this. They're high-fiving already. They haven't even said anything.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I know, broads. What can you do with them? And by the way, that was Desiree Bates, folks. For any complaints, 1-800-DESIREE-BATES. 1-800-DESIREE-BATES. Those were all complaints. I love her to death. That girl used to run KUSI. They just didn't know it. Hey, Alex, what the heck you got going on? Of course, you don't even know who the heck's in here. I'm the one that put this together.
Well, we have the wonderful ladies here from Coach to Ride, and we also have somebody here from the Women's Motocross History Group, and we are going to learn all about
the history.
Women involved in motorcycling. And isn't it something, there was a statement, there was history was never made by a well-behaved woman or something along those lines.
Oh, you want me to go there, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, now she's not talking. She's writing notes. Hello, Sunshine.
Hello.
How are we?
We're good.
Tell us who we are.
My name is Tammy Greenhill, a.k.a. Tammy Rice. Wait.
Why a.k.a. Tammy? You're not going to shoot us or anything, are you?
No.
Why is there an a.k.a.?
My married name is Greenhill. So back in the day, when I promoted women's motocross, my name was Tammy Rice. So okay. Everybody out there knows me by that name.
Okay, that sounds cool. So talk to us about this thing that you seem to be somewhat passionate about. That you gave me a 27-page dossier that you expected me to read in 3 minutes. Go right ahead, my dear. Tell us about your group.
Well, we started the Women's MX History about 10 years ago when we felt that there was a need for accurate documentation on the history of women's motocross.
Stop right there. Now, that's because all the guys that rode, for whatever reason, that was well documented. And didn't the girls ride with the guys, or was there a separate group for the ladies?
Well, professionally, no, there was not a separate group for the ladies. Women always felt that they had to compete against the men.
Uh-huh.
My passion as a woman rider and soon-to-be woman promoter was to develop a women's class for women racing against women.
Okay. All right. And?
So I started that in 1986. Took it over. Actually, I probably want to go back a little bit. It was the original Women's National was held in 1974.
Okay.
The promoter was Casey Rogers. And although the women champions are important, I think what's really important first is to talk about the pioneers, the people who actually promoted the races. Because if you didn't have somebody promoting a women's motocross race, you wouldn't have a women's motocross champion. So,
but wouldn't you say, and I'm gonna date myself a little bit, but back in the 40s, not me, my mother My mother was a monkey in a motorcycle sidecar hack, okay? I grew up, you know, that's what my transportation was, a Harley Davidson knuckle, I think it was a knucklehead, with a sidecar. And she raced throughout Northern California. So it's, you got to say, I know you're starting your research, what, back in the 70s or 80s?
Well, 74 is as far that I go back. It was the first women's national.
But how far back do you think it really is, though?
I'm sure women rode back in the
from
day.
From the 40s. I mean, ever since motorcycles were out, I'm sure.
Now, did they race against women?
Well, I don't know, but that'd be, see, now you haven't got nothing to do tomorrow, so I
homework
think you got a homework assignment.
Okay.
But, I mean, stop and think about it, because let's face it, there's got to be, and, oh, I could see a movie already, there's got to be some serious pioneers. But be that as it may, let's talk about the pioneers that you're talking about.
Right, because I can only go back to, my knowledge of
it. Just so young.
That's why we have people like Bonnie Walsh, Desiree Bates, Mercedes Gonzalez, Gail Webb that help fill in the gaps, because not any one person could do this alone.
No. Huh.
And we're going to obviously have to talk about your mom.
Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, she was, you don't want to know about that crazy lady. That's where I get it. So okay, now you started the group and when?
Well, I got the torch passed to me. Let's put it that way.
Don't you hate that? You didn't go to the meeting. You're supposed to always go to the meeting. That way you won't get the torch. I'm telling you. Yeah. I wrote it on a piece of paper. You just don't. You got to go to the meetings.
Yep. Well,
but you haven't stopped smiling since you sat down. So it must be something you're passionate about.
I'm very passionate about it.
Okay. So what are we doing with this group? Are you guys going racing? Are you giving them cupcakes? What are you doing?
Well, the website is actually a historical documentation of the history.
Okay.
Yes, we do race. We ride with a club called CalviaMex, calviamex.net.
All those old guys.
Yeah, but we actually have a women's division. So we're kind of back to where when Bonnie and I ran it in the 80s, which was WMXA, Women's Motocross Association.
Yeah.
We did novice, intermediate, expert. Well, that's kind of what Frank at CalviaMex is doing. He's given us a catalyst to do our women's racing. And
sure.
So,
yeah. No, Frank and the gang, I mean, they're wonderful people. They are absolutely wonderful people, as well as Coach to Ride. You know, we'll be talking with them. I mean, I must have put them on TV I don't know how many times, because it's just such a, you know, did anybody watch the motocross this weekend? Those motorcycles found those drivers and like nobody's business. They were poking holes in them all over the place. You got to know how to ride those silly things, man. I'm telling you. I can't remember what's his face. He went down twice. I mean, he ate half of the track. I mean, they had to dig the dirt out of him. That kid went, what was his name?
Villapoto.
Well, not Villapoto. No, it wasn't Villapoto that went down. It was, what?
Grant.
Yeah, and then, Vasha, he went down. Oh, my goodness. I mean, quit eating the dirt. You know, have a good diet. But anyway, back to that. I digress, which I do because it's my show and you haven't paid me. So with that being said, so you go to the website. Now, I'm sure if people knew the website was out there, there might be a lot of other stories, ladies, you know, that you may not even be aware of.
Absolutely, and that's why we're here talking to you today. We piggybacked with Desiree Bates a couple years ago to revamp the website, and now we're just reaching out to anybody out there that has any more information. It's a nonprofit. It's not a nonprofit group, but we don't make any money doing
this. Right.
We just want an accurate way of. I think Bonnie Walsh put it well the other night. Bonnie.
Bonnie, go ahead.
Hi, I'm
How'd
Bonnie.
How'd you put it?
Well, I put it.
A couple of beers later, what'd you come up with?
I had to text something on Facebook and come up with what I feel women have contributed, or what we are as pioneers in women's motocross and in the industry. And we have a friendly rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy and I've always had a friendly competition with one another, but we also respect one another as riders and as people. We network together, a bunch of amazing women, and we all seem to network real well together in every way.
Right.
But we know we need to have accurate, honest, historical documentation of our history. And someone needs to start it. So might as well be us.
Yeah. And I can't agree with you more, because everything that has any meaning needs to be historically collected, preserved, put into a can. I don't care what you do with it, but then it needs to be exposed to the general public. I mean, you know, this thing should be in the AMA Hall of Fame. I mean, there should be a whole section. If it's not, correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't been to the AMA Hall of Fame. Nobody will give me a ticket. But if I was ever to go there, I would expect a whole corner dedicated to women motorcycle riders, a.k.a. going back to my goofy mother. But you know, because I mean, that's where all of this started. I mean, you know, there are some really fabulous stories. We'll talk about that when we come back, because I want to find out, you know, where are you gathering these stories? And we haven't gave out the website yet. Why'd you do that really quick?
It's www.womensmxhistory.com.
How simple is that? I always thought the big dogs had that kind of a simple website. Hey, we'll be right back. Believe it or not, you're listening to Intelligent Talk Radio. This is the Ride On Racing Roundup on KCBQ AM 1170. I'm Dave.
I'm Alex.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Ride On Racing Roundup right here on KCBQ AM 1170. This is the Love Network. I don't know why, but it is. Don't talk to KCBQ. Hey, this show's brought to you by FiberTech. You're looking for all those fiberglass needs for your dune buggy, off-road truck, pros truck. I don't care what it is. Those guys over at 10809 Prospect Avenue in Santee, they can hook you up. 619-448-0221. Been around for over 40 years. Not only can they sell you the parts, but they can also do the maintenance on it as well. All right. Well, we've got Alex in the house. How you doing, buddy? Guy, you got to quit talking. You must have a sore throat by now.
Yeah, I know. I've been really hogging the mic here. I do have one question for Tammy, though, and this is kind of a loaded question.
Ah, geez.
And it goes to something I was watching on ESPN yesterday, which was Serena Williams, and it was the battle to get equal purses for the women's tennis champions. Because all through Wimbledon, it wasn't until she actually took on Billie Jean King's fight and rekindled that whole thing. But all through the early 90s and even up in through 2000, the women were only getting maybe 60 to 70% of the same purse for being the women's champion for men's. So what you're doing, just getting interest and history chronicled on the website, is tremendously important, because ultimately it's one of the first steps to getting full recognition and equality for women in motorcycling as well.
Absolutely. And we don't want to take anything away with the pro racing that AMA has right now for the women. What I've noticed in the last 30 years of doing it is it's always been a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And
depends on who's in charge.
Exactly. So
whether they believe in it or they don't believe in it.
Exactly. So we're on the kind of the downside of the roller coaster at this point, but what we want to do is educate the young women that it's okay. Here's what we did in the past. If you want to have a women's race, go to your local promoter and say, how many riders make a class? 6 riders. Get 5 of your girlfriends and have a women's class. That's what Ronnie and I did back in the 80s. That's what these girls need to keep doing.
Right.
The AMA will come around.
Well,
right,
yeah,
now,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
a business for them. So,
well, I think, and I hate keep bringing her up, but with Danica Patrick, Courtney Force, Alexis DiGiorio, what's her face? I just interviewed her on the, she drives the Lucas Oil trucks. I mean, she drives the 800 horsepower trucks out there. Curry, it's just an absolutely sweetheart. You know, I think this is probably the perfect time, but you know, I got to tell you, I don't know of any women that are running in the motocross series, or maybe I'm just, and I watch it, I just don't see it.
Are you talking about the men's series?
No, I'm talking about
local
women.
More just, it's probably local races.
Well, you never see,
you know,
televised.
Heather,
I mean, like,
Majerik.
I just watched the races at, where were they? Just where were they just at? Just last weekend,
right,
or this weekend?
Because it's not televised with the guys. It's always separate.
See, that bothers me more than anything, because why wouldn't you? Dude, I was surfing the other day and seeing two chicks wrestling. Hello, they were wrestling. Okay, I've never seen so. I mean, it was like Dancing with the Stars. I've gone, are you serious? And that got TV coverage, but I mean, they were half naked and big boobs. But I understand it. But would you put a girl in a complete suit? They're just no different than anybody else out there,
right? And what I know, or what I understand of the AMA Pro Racing, it's time. It's the production of, and who's the sponsor, the main sponsor.
Well, that's
it. All about,
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I know.
And the first ones that get cut are the women.
Like,
I remember
if Jenny Craig came to you and says, hey, we want to sponsor, and I'm not doing this jokingly. I mean, a woman freaking sponsors horses, okay? She can sponsor girls. But if there was somebody that would sponsor the group and the AMA said, you're coming with who and what sponsorship? And you're writing what kind of a check? Because let's face it, that's really
what it is.
It's all
about money.
It's all about the check. You write them a check. Like if you got, like my new thing is I want to get a hold of Dennis Anderson and have a monster truck built and have it sponsored by AARP. And since I'm 67, I want to drive it. But that's, I'm working on another program. But do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to bring the sponsor money to the show. But I think you're doing the right thing by building the history first. Because once you build the history and people say, oh, yeah, I didn't know that, then I think it's a lot easier to move forward to where the recognition. And she can't drive. Love her to death, but she can't drive. But you need a Danica Patrick on a motorcycle. You really need a Danica Patrick on the motorcycle to bring some kind of a highlight.
Well, I think we have about 40 of them out there doing the WMA Triple Crown.
But we got to figure out how to get a camera into them.
And we got to know what channel they're producing it on. They do produce it, and it's, but it's usually at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday night or whatever.
Some marketer, some guy, some PR guy or girl needs to say, hey, because, you know, I mean, let's face it. If I want to make you a star, I could make you a star in 90 days. If I took you to Hollywood, I could make you a star. Alex, am I crazy or what?
No, you could.
It's all about the money, promoting you, getting you on Johnny Carson. Oh, excuse me, he's dead. But you might even do better there. But get you on Kimball, get you on all the, and that's what you need. I would, if I were you, and I know she's never been on a motorcycle in her life, but I'll bet you Oprah Winfrey would jump all over what you're talking about. I'll bet you she would be all over it. You just got to figure out how to get to the door. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ways we do it. Because I think it's important people know. And you haven't even talked about the equipment that these poor girls had to ride on. Back in the day.
It's the same bikes that the guys rode on.
Yeah.
We do the same thing the guys do.
Exactly. The only difference, there is no difference. When you get all your gear on and you get on a bike, there is no difference.
Look at personal protective equipment and having it properly made so that women can actually wear good gear.
I think proper breastplates didn't come in until what, 3 years ago, years ago?
Actually, I have the history on that. I put together the first U.S. women's motocross team in 91, 92 and went to Europe, met Franco Cherbys and told him, I wear your gear, but it sucks because it's not protecting me. So he actually took a mold of my body and made the first woman's checked protector. Yeah.
Wow. Look, I'm getting goosebumps. I got a star in the house. How about that? I think that's important.
It is.
Yeah, you got to be protected on the side. You can't be having it all.
No. I'm serious as a heart attack. And trust me, if you watch the motocross this weekend, that guy needed a breast protector. I'm telling you. What's his name? I can't think of his name. But he's out of his mind. Well, and those are the things that people don't know about that they should know about. And I think the only reason we're doing it is so that the girls that are growing up can say, okay, maybe it's okay. Maybe if I want to write, it's okay. I can go ahead and do this. But there's got to be an avenue. There's got to be, you know, a direction for these kids to be able to have some guidance. And I think not only are you doing the website and promoting the history of it, you're almost kind of opening yourself up to a guidance program.
Yeah, well, I think they're mentor. It's a mentoring program.
A mentoring, okay.
And that's where Bonnie and Andrea come in. Not only are they teaching people, male and female, how to ride, but they're females teaching females how to ride.
Right.
And mentoring them. Bonnie's an ex-pro racer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say how old she was.
Yeah, a couple years ago. So, you know, I think we have to pass on passing the torch on to the riders is just as important as passing it to the next promoter.
Bonnie was a pro racer.
Yes, she did. She raced the WMA and WML and WMA.
How long have I known you?
Mm-hmm.
How many years?
5 years.
And this is the first I heard that you were a pro racer. I'd have thumped you. You look like you're way over there. So this is probably even more important to you than somebody that wasn't, you know, in the program or trying to be a professional.
Well, what is really nice is Tammy and I have been working with each other for, 25 years now on the passion of women's motocross.
Right.
And we're fired up again to get the documentation and the proof and the historical facts down there and documented. So, and also even beyond that is mentoring these young gals that are into racing, maybe getting them involved in the current clubs and getting some strong groups going, but also you know, if there's anything they need to know about a future in motocross. But we've always had as our motto is we want to be considered separate from the men. We want to be recognized for our accomplishments,
right,
not be compared to and have to do the Billie Jean King thing against another guy.
Yeah.
We are separate. We deserve equal sponsorship and may perhaps pay if you're at the pro level.
No, I totally agree, and I don't see any reason that you should have to ride with the guys, personally. That's me. I suppose.
Well, in any other professional sport in the world, it's men and women are separated.
Yeah,
really. I mean, motorsports are a little different. Maybe it's easier to drive a car than it would be to jump on a motocross bike or play tennis or basketball. But
no.
So, but what I'm saying is, like Bonnie said, it needs to be a separate entity and have respect as its own, you know, professional sport.
Right. Well, it's no different than women's tennis.
Exactly.
Why would you make it any different than that? Women's golf.
And women's basketball. I remember
basketball, yeah. Women's volleyball, women's water polo. Why not women's motocross? It doesn't make it any, because it's funny, because they don't take anything away from a women's volleyball team versus a men's volleyball team. In fact, the women's, I haven't figured out why they have to wear less clothing than the men. I'm not complaining, but I mean, that's never always kind of looked at me like, But why not in motocross? You know, and I think if the promoters are the ones that need to get a hold of this and run with it. Because if the promoter gets behind you, you've already won.
Right. And the thing is, it's really the industry, and the industry is behind the women.
Right.
So what I don't understand is why the promoter, you know, isn't supporting the companies that are supporting the sport. Because the companies are sponsoring the event, which is money in the promoter's pocket.
Well, have you been to Lucas Oil? Because they will sponsor cockroach races. Okay.
Well,
they will sponsor
as long as you give them the right oil.
Turtle races. Okay. I'm telling you, have you not seen some of the strangest coverages on MAV TV? And but I'm just saying, you know, it just and nothing's more American, and that's what Mr. Lucas has been talking about on all his commercials, which I'm thoroughly sure he's, you know, does a great job with that. But it's all, and nothing's more American than women motocross.
Right. Well, I got to say, Lucas Oil does sponsor the AMA Outdoor Nationals.
Right.
And part of that is the women's Triple Crown. We went from nine rounds down to three. So we have to ask, I want to make it perfectly clear, womensmotocrosshistory.com is not a promoter. We don't.
No. I know. I'm giving you another job.
So thank you.
You have nothing
I was
else
already
to do.
A promoter. We already did that, didn't we? 86 to 94.
Well, it's time
like
to come back.
Well, I think my mission, and when I was promoting races, was to get it professionally.
Right.
And right now it is professional. It may not be what we want or what we like. We may not have enough rounds.
Well, then you're not done.
Oh, my God.
You got work
my
to do, girl.
Kill me.
I can't believe you're even up this late, 7:30. You should be in bed sleeping, getting ready for tomorrow because you got a lot to do. And I know you're not doing it all by yourself because you do have a great team behind you. And now you got a radio station. We're going to put you on KUSI TV because, again, a buddy of mine just bought an internet radio show station. Are you kidding me? That thing's been around for like 15, 20 years. And he says, you want to know what it was like up against AM? He said, there's nothing wrong with it. He says, nobody knows you're there. It's all about promotion.
Right.
It's all about promotion. You've got to be on the sides of buses. You got to be on billboards. And yeah, that costs a bucket load of money. But the only way to make an impact other than doing it where the paparazzis take pictures of you mooning the president or something. I mean, you've got to figure out a way to get the word out. And where I run into folks that are as passionate as you, I'm going to put Desiree on after this break. And I can't tell you how much I have pounded on that girl to get on radio, promote Ocotillo Wells, which, by the way, we're going to do a separate show on Ocotillo Wells.
Yeah, we need to talk about the land closures.
That's my point. Yeah. But we're going to take care of these ladies first. But you're probably coming back next weekend, so you can't drink until then. But we want to talk about Ocotillo Wells because that's another extremely important, you know, topic.
It is.
As well as this one is as well. But right now we're going to take a small break. When we come back, more right here on the Ride On Racing Roundup. I'm Dave.
I'm Alex.
And we'll be back in a moment. This is KCBQ AM 1170 Intelligent Talk Radio.
keep up with KCBQ hosts and current events. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Look for the icons online at kcbq.com.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Ride On Racing Roundup, brought to you by Express Auto Service, 7633 El Cajon Boulevard over there in La Mesa. If they can keep my 13 slugs running, they can keep yours running too. 619-463-1484. Go to expressautoservice.com. They can do anything and everything needed, whether it be engines, trans, oil changes, brakes, whatever. These guys take care of it. Dave and Connie, family owned and operated. Good folks, give them a call, 619-463-1484. Alex, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, and I think when we get back into some of these interviews, it'd be interesting to hear from the ladies what they're watching as far as the number of women that are actually coming into the sport each year. You know, we're talking about giving credit to the racers and making sure that there are places for women to ride, but how are women actually getting involved in the sport, well, and are they really looking for events to ride?
That's a great segue. So we're going to throw you off, and we're going to bring Desiree Bates on, because Desiree used to work at KUSI with me, and she was in, what was it, graphic artists and computer stuff and websites and things.
See.
And she comes up to me one day, and she goes, I'm going to go ride motocross. I go, really? You're going to go ride motocross? Yeah. I just got to go do it, man. I got to go do it. And she showed me a bruise on her thigh that was as big as South Carolina. I mean, and she doesn't even remember. And I think, was I not mistaken, wasn't that your first race?
Yeah, it was a desert race.
Dude.
It was like from my hip down to my ankle. It was that big.
Yeah. I mean, and you were knocked out.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened.
Yeah. Now, that was your very first race. And when you got up and came to, what was the first thing you wanted to say? I can't wait to go back.
Yeah. Well, I lost track of maybe like an hour's time. I don't remember how I even got to it. It was a desert race. So yeah. I was way out there.
Yeah.
They took me into a Lazar trailer. And my first thing was, where's my bike?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, forget about your bike. You know, we think you broke your femur. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Where's my bike?
Yeah, I need to get back in a race.
Yeah, let's go ride.
And you really, I don't think you had met the Coach to Ride girls. I think, didn't your first ride, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've known them for a while.
But, I mean, did you get training from them before you did your first race?
No.
That's
my problem.
That's my point. Coach to Ride is where, you know. So, now, how long have you been riding now?
I've been riding my whole life, but riding dirt bikes and racing since 2007.
Yeah, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, yeah.
And I did a lot of crashing, and then finally I hit up Coach to Ride and said I need some help.
Yeah, and now, finally, now, as a girl, being a tad chauvinistic, because that's my job as a host, as a girl, did you feel like you were welcome into this arena?
By some. There's some guys out there that are, you know, they welcome you. They're glad to have you.
Yeah.
And then there's some guys that as soon as you pass them, they're pissed off. They want to roost you, you know. I mean, so it's very divided.
Yeah.
But I think now it's kind of like, I feel like more welcome than anything.
Well, it's probably because you earned your dues.
Yeah, I really believe that you definitely have to show dudes a little bit more. You have to prove yourself to dudes, right. Whereas other men don't have to prove themselves necessarily.
I'm going to argue with that, because I think if I came in, let's say I was 17, 18. Well, let's use Jeff Gordon, for example, and I decide I'm going to motocross. And Earnhardt and Waltrip and all. You don't think that kid didn't catch shit for being young and snappy? And he turned out he was a good rider. I think the young coming in always gets the abuse until they prove themselves. Women... maybe so. Tammy, am I off base?
Oh, no, but
oh,
I got to
tell you. I thought you were going to say yes. Go.
No, I got to tell you, before I started the organization, I raced with the men. I raced with the boys.
Yeah.
I didn't start racing until 1981. I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
And I raced with 16, 17-year-olds at Paris Raceway,
wow.
Carlsbad, Saddleback, wherever.
Yeah.
And it was horrifying. I mean, I had bruises size of China, too. And
so you think they came after you?
And their dads are even worse on the starting line. If you're a chick, I mean, I had to cut my hair off short and be not a guy. And that's what made my passion to have a women's league was so I didn't have to put up with that crap. I don't think the girls have to put up with it.
No, I totally don't.
But I put up with it for 10 years and then.
See, I just, not just, I guess I must live in a box because I just,
but now, I got to tell you, with my 40 years experience, yeah. I race with the men's. I'm a three-time women's champion in the ARMA, American Historical Racing Association.
Wow.
I race in the 40-plus intermediate class. In
What do you ride?
I have a couple bikes, but my vintage bike is a 1974 Honda XL350 punched to a 412. I actually raced in the 40 plus intermediate class against the men nationwide, and I took third place, two points behind second, 3 points behind first in the nation out of a 17 race series. So
and when was this?
2009 was my last time I raced with the men. Now I race with the women. I got Desiree Bates and Bonnie Warsh, and we do Cal VMX women's class.
Met
my husband, who's here with me today, on the starting line before we actually got hooked up. We raced against each other.
He was a flagman. He raced with me.
So I could tell you the crap he got from his friends in the pits after the race.
Trust me.
Yeah.
But they lost out. He won on this deal.
Trust me.
He got way better than those guys did. Trust me. They're just jealous.
Yep. So anyway,
he's got somebody he can live with that can ride.
Well, so yes, I had to put my dues in when I was younger, but I can tell you what, I'm having way more fun nowadays than I did when I first started. I mean, the 8 years, 9 years that Bonnie and I promoted, I mean, try to be a promoter and a racer and develop, go from a women's expert class to a women's pro class.
Okay.
You know, it was hard work. So.
It's called being a pioneer.
Yes.
People that are pioneers take all the whippings, they take all the rocks thrown at them, they take all the degradation, the nasty slurs, they take it all. But then once everybody says, you know what, Tammy's okay, you know, she really could ride, you know, let's ride with her. Well, yeah, but you got bruises and scabs and everything from all of the mental, and not necessarily physical, but in some cases I'm sure there's been a few people that would punch you because you were a girl. I mean, Even Pastrana to this day goes on nationwide TV and says, I don't care as long as I don't get beat by Danica Patrick. Okay, so he has a real issue about getting beat with women at his age. What is he, in his 20s?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. I mean, he's young.
Mid-20s.
He's like 28, 29.
But I can't believe that a kid this age would have that kind of a mindset that he's worried about the fact that it's a girl beating him, not a guy.
Well, that's that, you know, testosterone going on, and that's why around the world and any other professional sports, they're separate.
I know. It makes
me supposed to race with them.
I know. It makes me crazy.
So let's get a women's NASCAR series going.
Well, yeah, you know what? Right. No, then Danica would win every time because she's got all these seat time, and seat time's everything. You know that better than anybody.
Absolutely.
Seat time's everything. You know, I mean, she would be, she'd be a Dale Earnhardt Sr. forever and ever and ever. So the only thing, Frank, I love you like a brother, but Cal VMX, shouldn't you be in along with, you know, like when we go to Anaheim with the Supercross? And I mean, shouldn't there be a girl division in that group?
Supercross? Well, we've had some exhibition races.
Did I say exhibition? Did you see exhibition come out of this mouth?
It has to do with that. It's Supercross is a business. It's a entertainment show, and it's all about time, number one. Number two, you can't have five girls going around a track. You know, we need 40 on the line.
But I'll bet you if the word got out, and I'm talking, say, ESPN, Speed Channel, whatever, Facebook, said, we're going to put together a women's division to run with Supercross, you don't think there wouldn't be 40 girls coming out of the woods?
I think we have a better chance at the outdoor motocross than we do at Supercross.
There's only been a handful
of girls, like five girls in 40 years that can actually do that. Really. I mean, we don't want to put them out on display and then have it be the greatest thing since sliced cheese. So.
Well, I think that it's been pretty awesome that women are now in X Games, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so that's a step forward.
Exactly.
I'm going to X Games next weekend and to interview nothing but women's riders. So, I mean, I work
line
in the
media. Line me up some interviews.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying, I love Cal VMX. But no offense, but it's a vintage motorcycle group. It's for old guys that are done riding.
Easy now.
Well, so don't put the girls in with the guys that can't ride anymore. I just have a little irritation to that. I think you should have your own.
We do at Cal VMX. We have a ladies division.
I know.
Are you talking about pro racing or lady class?
I'm talking about. Well, do you got? You don't? Aren't there girls out there that want to go pro racing? Don't you think
we do? We have
Chrissy Lucas.
Yep, Chrissy Lucas, and she turned WMA Pro today.
I know she's listening right now.
But you know there's more than Chrissy. You can't tell me there's only one girl in the United States that could go pro.
No, but you said CalVMX.
I'm dumping CalVMX. Okay, I love them like that. Dump those guys. I'm talking about something that could go on ESPN and somebody that would have an advertise, you know, like what do you call it? The milk thing. You know, all these. You need somebody that.
Money guy.
Yeah, that puts it on a girl, and the girl could deal with the Villopotos of the world. And the Barshas of the world and be able to go out there and do it. And you can't tell me they're not out there. I don't know. But I would have my own division. I'd have a girls division of it. It's funny. They do the Pee Wee Kids.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I think it needs to happen. I was telling you their side of the story. Yeah, I've always heard is it's all about time. It's the time. And back in the day, we had three classes of the guys, 125, 250, and 500.
Right.
They don't do that anymore. They barely have time for the two they got.
And
they
250 and 450, and that's about all they got.
Yeah, lights and not lights. But anyway.
It's kind of lights and heavies.
I mean, you know, they do the tire roll. I mean, we could probably fit in during that segment.
I just think we need to find a spark plug. Well, that too, but you need to find a girl, you know, that's a spark plug. Somebody that, I'll give you a good example. Have you ever heard of Alexis DiGiorgio?
Mm-mm.
Okay, her dad owns Patron.
Oh my God.
Should I say anymore? Okay. So everything she's got is sponsored by Patron. Can she drive? Pretty good. You know, but that's what it's going to take. It's going to take some guy or some company that says, Tammy, you're awesome. We're going to throw all the money at you and we're going to put you out there and we're going to start our own women's division, yada, yada. It'll come. And you'll still be around. And you'll probably be a big part of it. I have a sneaky feeling. Because you're so passionate about it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, because if you don't, who will?
That's right.
Desiree.
She's part of the passion. It's a team. This can't happen by itself. So.
And then them two crazy ladies behind you.
I love my crazy ladies.
Crazy broads.
Dude, those guys work 7 days a week.
I know.
32 hours a day. I don't even know how they do it. I mean, in fact, if I try to get them to KUSI, only one shows up. I can never get them both to come down. I even offer breakfast, but then when they show up, I don't buy. But, you know, it's such an important thing. All right, we got one more break. Now you have to think now. You got 3 minutes to think about what you're going to talk about in the last 15. And if there's anybody here you want to throw on the microphone, tis yours to do.
Awesome.
Are you ready?
Yep.
This is the Ride on Racing Roundup. I'm Dave.
I'm Alex.
And you're listening to KCBQ AM 1170 Intelligent Talk Radio.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I am the bees. I wrestle with a lion and a grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Ride on Racing Roundup brought to you by West Escondido Auto and Trans, 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, 760-741-0071, or go to westescondidoauto.com. I'm Dave.
I'm Alex.
And I got a little over carried away there. I started pushing pretty hard on this, trying to get them in more organized by the AMA, but that's not really what this is all about. This is truly about the history of motocross with female riders. And that's really what we're trying to do, is we're trying to get as much information. How far back are you trying to go?
We go back to 1974, the first women's national here in Central.
But if somebody had some information prior to that, would you take that and work
absolutely.
With it?
Okay. Absolutely.
So if there's any family members out there that say, well, my grandmother used to ride an Indian.
Well, they might have rode, but we've got to remember motocross was in its infancy.
So I'm just thinking of motorcycle racing in general.
Right.
See, if you could have reached me, you could have smacked me. It would have been perfect.
Motocross really didn't hit the scene till the 70s.
Till the 70s. Right. But see, you almost did a whole show. But no, you're absolutely right. So we're talking mainly from the 70s on up.
And absolutely.
Who were some of the stars?
Well, let's start first with the pioneers. There's five pioneers leading into what we have at this moment. Casey Rogers put on the first women's national in 1974. National champion was Nancy Payne. Mm-hmm. Won, and trophy boy at that time was Gary Jones, four-time national champion.
Trophy boy.
Oh, we had a trophy boy. Now,
I'm not going there. That's your road.
I have the documentation back to this. I didn't start racing until 1981. So when Casey Rogers handed the torch to Denise Devines in the late 70s, first part of the 80s, and then Denise Devines handed it to me. So I kind of got, from those two women, got the history, which mm-hmm. led me to keep going with the promotion. So I think it's important to show who the promoters were. I handed it to Mickey Keller.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't hand it to Mickey Keller. Excuse me. I handed it to Elaine Ruff,
mm-hmm.
who passed the torch to Mickey Keller, who passed the torch to AMA Pro Racing. So, and that goes back to 1974,
mm-hmm.
39 years worth of passing the torch.
Okay. Do you have any museum items stuffed someplace, like vintage motorcycles, the gear they let the ladies would wear? Has any of this stuff been archived?
I have paper documentation, flyers, okay. brochures.
But no vehicles at this point in time?
I don't, but Desiree and I are working on a project where we're going to be contacting the national champions, doing some interviews.
Right.
And, of course, we're going to ask them for any kind of props they might have.
Right.
I know Mercedes has some stuff. She has a whole museum in her house of all her racing.
Okay. Where do you plan to display that, or do you have any idea?
Well, I don't know if we might just do it. It's a video log, so we'll probably do pictures and videos of that, so that the world can see it.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of sticking it, like, say, the Automotive Museum, which nobody goes to see, so. Well, they don't. I don't know why. You ask people, oh, is there a museum here? No, that's good. I like the video aspect of it, because that way that could go viral. Is that the word?
Well, viral, yeah. And people from around the world, they don't have to come to Southern California to go to a museum. And
good.
See it, you know, they can see it all.
We don't want them coming here anyway.
Exactly.
Stay in Berlin. I don't want you coming over here. Mail your money. Well, that is just so cool. So now, how long have you guys been working on this? I'm sure it's not just been 3 days.
Well, I started the Women's MX History.com website 10 years ago.
Okay, so
I've been working on it for a while, getting data from other girls and stuff.
Right,
and
Desiree
Bates did a revamp on the website about 3 years ago. And so that's what's been out there for 3 years. And
uh-huh.
We're going to do a third revamp on it.
Excellent.
Along with the video.
All right.
And we have some contacts. We've been contacting some of the other national champions to get their intake and put in it. I mean, we already have who they were. Now we just need to get profiles of them.
Right. And hopefully photos, say, of the bikes, you know, with
absolutely.
Them, with the bikes. Yeah, because if you don't have the actual physical, and I could see where, that'd be more cumbersome to have to actually get the hard product, because only a small portion are going to see it unless you got $1 million that you're going to crawl, cross country the United States. And what would be the point of that? I think doing it on the internet or the web, it's probably one of the best things that would be as a tool, to get that word out. But I think it would be good not only to get it out there, but I think once you finally get it done, you guys get the package done and you get it up on the web, then I think you're going to start seeing a flood of even more information, which means you're going to have to do more stuff.
Absolutely. We want it as most accurate and, complete as possible.
Well, the accuracy is everything. I mean, you kind of want to be the Hemmings Motor News of motocross, where if somebody sees it, then they can believe that this actually happened. Geez, I wonder how many women were involved in motocross. Do you have any idea, number-wise, from
you're
the 70s?
You're making me work, aren't you?
Ah, darn right, girl. Darn right. You didn't bring me anything to eat.
So.
That's
or
okay.
Beer.
I do all my own cooking, so that's okay. No, but do you have any idea, roughly, in motocross?
I have no idea. That's a good
hundreds,
good
you think?
Oh, more than hundreds.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. Maybe even, I mean, and it's so funny, because like you said, most of them went incognito because of the abuse and the harassment that they would get from other riders.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's kind of interesting that you see that kind of attitude in motocross, because just in the open desert racing, the off-road mm-hmm, side mm-hmm, of it that's mm-hmm. non-motorcycle,
right?
There seems to be a much greater acceptance, actually, of women teams and women drivers. And I know the Powder Puff race that they do here locally in Northern California every year is hugely, hugely popular.
Yeah.
Every year.
I think that there's acceptance, like going to the track, I think that there's a lot of men that really do accept that. I feel that. I think that as far as sponsors backing, and getting women up there and getting paid like Villopoto and stuff like that, that's still lacking. I mean, a lot of girls aspire to be pro, but once they get to pro, then what?
Right.
Yeah. Then what?
And who I blame that on? I blame that on the business world, the sponsors. It's no different. I read a book and interviewed the gentleman, Mr. Miller, and it was called Racing While Black. And it was a gentleman, him and his son, were in the 80s and 90s racing in North Carolina, and they got a GM sponsorship driving a black and silver number 22. It was identical to Dale Earnhardt's car in the South, and this kid's black.
That's crazy.
But the point of the story is, and he even wrote it in the book, and I even commended him for it. He says he went to the black business owners, the African-American business owners, and says, hey, we need help. We've got a kid here that can drive. We've got championships the hard way. They wouldn't touch him. They wouldn't touch him. So I really don't want to hear any of this, you know, when their own people wouldn't even take care of them. And I think same thing with women. And I use Jenny, Craig, Mary Kay. I don't care what color the bike is or what color the driving suit is, but they should get behind women, and they have to be talented. I mean, you can't just have some kid that just because she's cute and she's a girl, I mean, that you're going to give her everything. I mean, they've got to meet their prop. There's a girl I'm working with right now. She's going to be on KUSI next Sunday, and her name, you'll love this, Isabella Buchalaki. And this kid can race a go-kart better than any boy I have ever seen. You know what I'm saying? But again, she's a girl. And it's a matter, it's still an uphill battle even in today's society. What's your website?
Womensmotocrosshistory.com.
All right. What were you going to say, Des?
I was just going to say that I think that building the Women's Motocross History website and building the history of women's motocross is kind of like the foundation of building women's motocross in general.
Right.
So I think that once, you know, if people want to submit their history, awesome, because the bigger that we can build this website, the bigger we can build women's motocross.
Right. It's all about awareness. The more people that are aware and more people that know, you know, then pretty soon, you know, somebody's going to, you know, pull the trigger and put a series together. If it makes financial shit, you know, makes financial sense. If Humpy Wheeler thought it was a good idea, dude, he would be putting you guys together in a heartbeat. And the only reason he's not is because no one's talked to him about it yet. Because these are the kinds of series he's happy to get behind. Same thing with Lucas Oil. That's why I wanted to bring the Lucas Oil up. If you got a hold of Forrest Lucas and says, hey, you know, how would you like to put together a women's series? We got to talk. Because I got connections with Lucas Oil. I'm serious. We might be able to pull something off. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome.
I know. Right here on the Ride On Racing Roundup, KCBQ AM 1170. Stay tuned. You Ought to Know show coming up. I'm running solo, but I got some great interviews. You'll need to stay tuned.
The Ride on Racing Roundup on KCBQ is sponsored by Dave Stahl.